This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three, coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
You know, the proof is in the pudding. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. As we start to head into the 2020 election season, which will be about the president in addition to a whole lot of other things, we need to now become a lot more aware. The Democrats right now, I saw Nancy Pelosi on 60 Minutes, which that was about 59 minutes and 50 seconds wasted. Nobody was challenging her on anything. But Nancy Pelosi is not the leader of the Democrat Party. None of the 723 goofs who are running for the 2020 nomination, they're not the leader of the Democrat Party. The leader of the Democrat Party today is a triumvirate that rules. But not one of the cool triumvirates like the, Caesar and Pompey and Crassus. Those dead white guys actually had a track record of success. No, this triumvirate is composed of that adolescent who tweets a lot. The one care fan from Michigan who didn't marry her brother. And the one care fan from Minnesota who allegedly did marry her brother. And that's their complete list of achievements, all of them. Tweeting and cheerleading Islamic militants. And whining. Good God. Whining. Maybe triumvirate is the wrong word. Maybe this trio is actually more like the Donkey Party version of the Three Stooges, except none of them are bright enough to be their own Mo. And yet they're running the whole Democrat Party show. They are the voice of their party. Their agenda is its agenda. Nancy can just stay home. And we should be celebrating this, not because one of the two major American parties has fallen into these people's hands. That's a bad thing and indicative of the utter moral and intellectual bankruptcy at the core of modern leftism. We should celebrate it because the 2020 election is coming and it will be really hard for the Democrats to keep a hold of the few remaining normal Americans who support the party out of habit. When the collective face of the party is these three banshees cruising around cable TV and internet always screaming nonsense. Can you imagine one of their planning sessions? I have an idea how to appeal to normal Americans. Let's minimize 9/11, diss a Navy SEAL who got his eye blown up by a jihadi bomb, and then pretend criticizing our idiocy is encouraging people to murder us. And, oh yeah, let's hate the Jews. And now, of course, that never happened. Their plan never was, never has been, and it is never going to be to appeal to a normal American. Because they have no interest in us, except slaves, or more likely as a vaguely troubling memory of a problem solved so long ago. And can you guess how they would solve us? Not sure about that? There's this thing called history, and you can look up the leftism track record regarding unapproved people like us, unless Google is hiding the results for that, too. No, these three are the artisanal Democrats designed to appeal only to a select few elitists on college campuses or living in big blue cities on the coast. And by the way, be sure to welcome your new illegal alien arrivals thanks to the Trump administration. Remember, these undocumented workers will make your city stronger, better places, and stuff. They are bespoke leftists, perfectly curated to achieve peak wokeness. They are the wave of the future, at least of the 12 years that we have left, before the world ends in a climactic climate change catastrophe because selfish monsters like you wouldn't give up your Jeep Cherokees and your Big Macs. Now, most of the zillion Democrats running for the chance to get shellacked by Trump in 2 years are not particularly bright, but they do have some level of animal cunning, and they've got to see that the stupidity that gets the goatee gang slapping their paws in Brooklyn is going to play poorly in Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, and the parts of Minnesota that aren't Mogadishu. But the candidates have a problem because they don't dare go against the real party leadership. Cross one of them and you'll draw down the shrill, up-talking wrath of Representative Shimp or Congresswoman Curley. Free Spirit Dancing Girl pretty much said that not agreeing with her pal was like the Holocaust. Oddly, she was not roundly laughed at by our awesome elite. Chris Hayes nearly soiled himself over the threat posed by criticizing his allies. Bernie, the jolly Stalinist, he sucked up. Big Chief Spewing Bull tried to get on the commie bachelorette party's good side and jumped in to chide President Trump for pointing out that maybe it's not cool to mock 9/11. Perfectly normal beer-liking Liz said that by criticizing the Democrat leadership, Trump is encouraging violence against those endlessly yakking pinkos, which is weird because he didn't send anybody to a softball field. This whole criticizing me puts me at risk ploy is imported from the colleges where the social justice warriors literally shake at the threat posed by ideas that they dislike. And the answer is, of course, for us to exponentially increase the criticism that they object to. Unlike the terrified Democrats who see these knuckleheads ruining the 2020 ruse by spilling the beans and telling everyone what the party really thinks, we will continue to say whatever we please. We will roll the dice, and we'll take the risk, and we won't shut up no matter how many periscopes these dizzy divas do. Now, of course, Representative One, who may have married her brother, considers the NRA the real terrorist gang, not Hamas, not Hezbollah. These are just caring people working together for a better tomorrow. Nah, the terrorists are you. You just happen to be really bad at it since NRA members haven't actually committed any terrorist acts. Whatever. Anytime. Ever. Anywhere. Ever. But anyway, the bottom line, as if you couldn't guess, is that she thinks you need to be disarmed, which would probably not work out so well for you considering who she thinks should still have guns. Expect the Democrats to follow their leaders on that one, too. But I don't expect us to. We have to pay attention to these people, these three, because these three, where these three goes, where the Democrats are going to be pulled. You can watch Nancy flail about all you want to. You can watch Schumer get out there and have his note. You know, have you noticed how far his glasses keep? They seem to just, before long, his glasses are going to be perched on his chin. These guys don't matter anymore. They are done. The leftism is in play. All of those that were out there saying, well, I think we should let 16-year-olds vote. Maybe 12-year-olds. I don't know. Maybe 5-year-olds. All of these that were out there saying the children should have the vote. These are the ones now being pushed around by the children. Most of my children are older than AOC, and yet she is in the House of Representatives, which I can't even begin to tell you on what level that scares me. I just can't tell you anything about it. But, you know, anyway. As we go into this election season, just get ready for a bumpy ride. But remember, no plane has ever been taken down by turbulence. We're going to be fine. But it is a fight. So get ready to get your knuckles busted. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hoosier.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Brinklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Block It Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockItPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockItPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockItPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Bill Proof Project was a blast. I fully get now why these people, the rifle, which I don't even know what you call this. I guess it's the Bill Proof AR. The BF-15. The BP-15. Anyway, check them out, aeroprecisionusa.com. Okay, I saw a video the other day. You guys, and it's on my Facebook page right now. You can go look at it if you want to. I saw a video the other day where an old man was being attacked by two black youths in Chicago. Now, I understand the dynamic that gets a black youth into a gang. I get it. I understand it. No family structure. Democrats did that. Crime is rampant. Education is not in place. One or both parents are not present. I get it. I do. No economic opportunity in the inner city because it's a war zone. I get it. However, and this is the thing that, and I don't mean this in a bad way. I am the last person you would ever look at and say, that's a racist. If I roll up and I see a black man getting beat on by a bunch of kids, a black woman, a Asian, a Hispanic, a whatever, or a white person, a Caucasian, being beat on in a obvious display of disparity of force, then I will exercise armed self-defense. I don't want to. But I'm getting real tired of this idea that some of these racist race monger, hate mongers are perpetuating out there that only white people can be racist. Now, this was really driven home when I saw this video. Now, if you live in rural America, you probably get frustrated when a self-appointed urban elite decides they know what's best for you in your community. And in a whole lot of cases, that means gun control. But these elites don't understand how gun control would be a disaster for rural communities. In fairness, the elites don't understand how gun control can be a disaster for their cities either. But I digress. Coming from Red State, another Morse, Brandon Morse writes this, as the older man came into view, he could be seen holding a gun at the youth attacking him. Up until that point, now, in the video, they are grabbing him by the head, slamming his head against the wall, punching him in the head, wrestling him around. The old fella, which he's probably my age, actually, he's not going down. He has been being assaulted for a very long time. All of the witnesses to this, because there were a lot of witnesses, I think, at McDonald's or Burger King or whatever it was. They were just sitting there eating their fries and recording it with their phones. Not helping this gentleman, not helping this man who's being beat on by these two black youths. And it doesn't matter to me if they're black or plaid or white or whatever it is. Okay? Young gang members, you're all the same to me. Okay? You're all the same to me. If you're predatory, that's fine. Coyotes are predatory. And I know how to deal with coyotes. So, while this guy was being assaulted, nobody was saying anything. Then this dude draws down on these guys, on these kids, and then you can hear a bunch of people in the McDonald's screaming, no! As the man pushed forward with his pistol raised. Now, like 97-98% of the cases that occur with this, when that gentleman drew that weapon, they ran. The incident de-escalated, which is the reason you draw a gun to begin with. When it turned out that he not only could fight and win it and kill him, they became less interested in assaulting him. Now, what does this say? What does this say about society, especially urban society? Which I don't have a dog in the fight of getting out there and saying, well, the urbanites are not nearly as good as the rural people. But we get told all the time that we're being desensitized to gun violence. And yet, nobody points out when we're being desensitized to violence. And most of the gun violence that we've been desensitized to doesn't really occur to most people. These headline-grabbing, rampage killings, that doesn't happen to most people. The odds of being involved in one of those events are so remote. The day that the Las Vegas rampage killing happened, how many millions of people were in Las Vegas that were not at that venue? Right? I mean, when you're in Las Vegas during any time when they have events going on, there's just people everywhere. Vacationers, conventioneers, you know, SHOT Show people, whatever it is. And, or say Clackamas Mall. How often does this happen in a mall? How often does this happen in a school? It doesn't happen that often. So we're not really desensitized to the Democrats have gotten out there and said, well, maybe we need to let you see some pictures of some dead people who've been shot. Well, let's see some pictures of some dead people who've been beat to death. But in Chicago, it wasn't the violence that was the problem. It was the gun. And then and there's the issue. No one in Chicago cares about violence as a whole. Two young males can beat an older man senseless and no one seems to notice. And the moment the older man pulls a gun out, suddenly that's a problem. And the issue isn't guns. The issue is a population that just doesn't give a damn about their fellow man. Like we've been saying for ages, it's a people problem, not a gun problem. People in Chicago are fine with violence. They don't get outraged over it until someone they care about is attacked. It's tribalistic. So it's no wonder Chicago seeks to impose limits on rural Illinois. It's not about violence. We just don't want you having guns. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Here we go!
Years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
It's a part of our growing up. It's a part of our culture. It's a part of our lives. That's a truly great cathedral.
Notre Dame is burning. Fire erupted on the roof, which eventually brought down the spire atop the cathedral. Hundreds of people in Paris are watching in shock as the firemen battle the blaze. On Thursday morning, the Justice Department is expected to release a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. Former federal prosecutor David Weinstein says the release means people will be able to make up their own minds about Attorney General William Barr's short summary of the report, which he put out shortly after getting it from Mueller.
His review of the facts and his decision was that it didn't However, that doesn't mean that the rest of us aren't going to have a different opinion.
President Trump tweeted again, questioning the origins of the investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Aero Precision USA, just, you know, it's like they get out there without knowing what the puzzle is, then they make the pieces, and then all the pieces always fit together to finish the puzzle perfectly. And what's at the end of the rainbow on that particular puzzle is a very, very well thought out AR-15 PDW. Check them out, AeroPrecisionUSA.com. Have you ever heard of Christopher Hitchens? He was a very perceptive commentator on politics and culture. He was born in England shortly after the end of the Second World War. He came to the United States in the 1980s, growing enamored with our defining values and at the same time pointing out our moments of inconsistency and absurdity. Now, one example of this is his discussion about our attitude toward freedom and the government activity at the Sydney Writers' Festival in 2010. His argument there is that Americans don't want universal health care, but they do want access to guns because we prefer dangerous freedom. He saw this as a continuation of our frontier spirit that drove people to pick up and go west whenever things got too regulated back home. And in the manner of many converts, Hitchens became an American citizen in response to the 9/11 attacks, and he displayed here a clarity in his analysis of the group that he joined. And what he had to say asked us to think through what are often settled assumptions about how we address the relative risks in life. He said, gun control advocates constantly declare that owning guns is a risk. The number of expletives that I use in reply depends on the day I'm having, but the essential point is that I'm not being told anything that I didn't know already and choose to live with. Is a gun owner more at risk of being shot than someone who doesn't possess firearms? The answer to that is yes, because a gun is present. You can't be shot where there is no gun present. But as much, with so much else in life, we can't reasonably stop the argument there. Any calculation of risk can focus on one narrow question. Risk from owning or not owning alone. But we have to be open to acknowledge other factors that are associated with that risk in the real world. If I am trying to figure out how much danger I am in by having guns in my presence and want a complete answer, I have to include the number of defensive gun uses alongside the number of suicides or accidents that involve guns. Now, the former is difficult to be precise about, but the lowest estimates come in well above the number of people who die from gunfire. And then we have to ask how much choice we ought to have with regard to risk. Now, some places where you live, those states do not allow adults to wear helmets or don't require adults to wear helmets when they ride a motorcycle. I understand the impulse, but I have to go here with a comment that I saw once from left-leaning libertarian musician Neil Peart, that though he didn't support helmet laws, he always wears a helmet. The saying here, your mileage may vary, applies. Some people like to climb mountains. Others enjoy mind-altering substances, and still more buy cars without reading consumer reports. Levels of risk that are acceptable differ widely by person, and that's okay. What I want, to bring things back to Hitchens' observations, is to access to the tools of mitigating risk, not demands that I employ any particular example of them. Helmets, Sudafed, AR-15s, they are all useful for this purpose, and gun control advocates hope that we'll ignore all the elements needed for the calculation and limit ourselves to the assessment of the dangers. You do not live in a world where you can dictate risk. Even in one of those, what do they call it? What is the chamber that you lay in where you're floating in water and you can't hear anything? Hyperbolic chamber, whatever they call that. You might drown in that. So, I mean, everything is a risk. Getting out there and trying to tell you that if we do this, we're going to take away your risk if you'll just give this to us. We're going to take away your risk, but you've got to give away your choice. How does that sound to you? How does that sound to you? Your free choice, by the way, your freedom of choice. I, myself, if there's somebody out there right now, and you know what, I'll tell you something right now. Carrying a gun is damned inconvenient. It's heavy, you know, like if you're carrying inside the waistband or outside the waistband or whatever you're doing. If you go into a restroom or whatever it is, you got to take special care there. You got to make You got to make sure that you're not dropping your gun. You got to make sure. Plus, and there's other things that go along with this. How many people get out of their car and their spare magazines catch your seat? I destroyed the seats in a Volvo with my spare magazines. How many people wear their gun to where their gun pushes in on their seat and they have nice leather seating in their in their car, and they tear it up because they carry a gun. Not to mention the pain. When you're wearing a gun, whether it's inside the waistband or outside the waistband, it always seems to depress on certain nerve endings as we get older. So it's not very comfortable to do. Anybody tells you, well, this is a comfortable... See, there are comfortable guns. Any of the little single stacks, they're as comfortable as you're going to get. The only problem is they're little and they're single stacks. I want a service pistol. I will carry something in the, you know, the CZP-07, Glock 19, CP-9. I'll carry something that size. But I do not want to carry a comfortable gun. Because comfortable guns, they are comfortable unless you have to use them. So, I assess risk every time I leave. Every time I'm carrying a gun, I'm assessing risk. You have to consciously do a lot of things when you're carrying a gun. One of them is to make sure that you never put your finger inside the trigger guard until you absolutely have to. Another is that you don't take your gun out and play with it and show it around. Hey, you see what I'm carrying today? Look at this. You got a lot of responsibilities you got to keep, in addition to actually training with the thing and learning how to use it. So, I just find it interesting when I look at other people and they think the way I do. We'll be right back. This is Luck and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life, I wish I would have known, cause I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I care. To thank my pops for all the thoughts and all the wisdom he shared.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I helped thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Stocks and options trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Hey guys, it's Scott Bauer here, CEO of Prosper Trading Academy. Are you looking for a super hot stock tip? Here at Prosper, we are always looking for exciting opportunities in the markets. And right now, all my students are salivating over the stock we are watching. In fact, I've got this hot stock written down right here, and I'm about to text it to you for free. I just need to know where to send it. Simply text HOT to 48542, and I'll text it to you instantly. How do I know this stock is so hot? Well, I'm a former CBOE market maker for Amazon Options, former vice president of Goldman Sachs, and I have over 25 years of professional trading experience. I'm telling you, this stock is hot. But be warned, the stock may move soon, so you need to claim it before it does. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Text HOT to 48542, and I'll text you this hot stock instantly. Message and data rates may apply.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state, until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Aero Precision.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Indeed, they do. Check them out at AeroPrecisionUSA.com. By now, you may have come to the conclusion that the media isn't necessarily to be trusted, especially if it comes to the subject of guns. And they present a particularly biased view of self-defense in particular. Because most people who buy guns are not buying them for the next revolution, the next civil war. They're worried about being a victim of crime. They do it for self-defense. And they want to be able to defend themselves if that happens. The media, they present this as nothing more than paranoia. As the Heritage Foundation's Amy Swearer notes over at the Daily Signal, gun control advocates long have controlled the narrative about defensive use of firearms, calling the good guy with a gun scenario a myth meant to scare people into buying guns for self-defense. This is a false narrative that does not reflect reality. Despite a backdrop of rhetoric asserting that the average person has basically no chance in their lifetime ever to use a gun in self-defense, the CDC, in a 2013 report, concluded that studies routinely find that Americans use firearms in defense of themselves or others between 500,000 and 3 million times a year. Data collected by the CDC itself, but long hidden from the public, indicates the number is likely around 1 million defensive gun uses per year. But even the lowest end of this statistical range far outpaces the number of times Americans use firearms for unlawful purposes. Now, in fairness, that narrative isn't completely false. It's just a distorted truth like all good lies. Because, you see, the average person does have a very low likelihood of needing a firearm for self-defense. If 1 million people use a gun for self-defense purposes annually, and there are 330 million people in the country, then a large number of those people will never need to point their firearms at another human being.
But the problem with the rhetoric is that it ignores some simple facts. I've had to do it twice. You don't get to decide if you're one of the unlucky few or not. The initiative is going to be held by the bad guy. They pick the time and the place for an armed encounter. You, the law-abiding citizen, you do not. So they're already at a disadvantage. And because of that, we can't look at things well beforehand and determine we'll need a gun. No one gets to look into the future and say, oh, these thugs are going to jump me on October 18, 2019, so I better have a gun. This means you need to take precautions against the unlikely but terrifying circumstance if it does rise up. That's because as many as 3 million people may find themselves glad they're carrying a gun. The truth is, the CDC could also look at house fires, and fire departments respond to approximately 355,400 house fires each year. Many of these are put out by homeowners before the fire department arrives. Many times it's already too late. However, keep in mind that there are far fewer house fires than the lowest number of defensive gun uses reported above. But who thinks it's ridiculous to keep a fire extinguisher handy? In the house I live in now, there's 3. And that's probably not enough. I probably need 2 or 3 more. No one thinks it's foolish to do that. It's simple prudence. Fires may be rare, but they happen, and they're horrific when they do. But again, you don't get to choose whether or not you'll need an extinguisher. So keep some handy just in case. And the parallel between guns and fire extinguishers is a common one, but for good reason. It is quite applicable. When the media reports that you're unlikely to need a gun for self-defense, they might as well be telling you that you're unlikely to need an extinguisher. Yet any news organization who told the public such a thing would be blasted for endangering people. They're never going to frame fire extinguishers as being unnecessary, even though they are less necessary than guns, if you look at the simple statistics of how many times we have fires. The media attempts to frame guns as unnecessary, and that's nothing more than an effort to undermine the self-defense argument. They seem to believe that if they can convince you that self-defense isn't really a consideration, that you will turn your back on the Second Amendment as a whole. Are they right? Is that correct? I hope we never have to find out. Because how much worse would our violent crime rate be if those 500,000 to 3 million Americans each year couldn't defend themselves? What would that look like? How bad would that be? It would be horrific. Horrific. Think of, let's take, let's do just a percentage. 1% is 1% of 3,030,000. Let's just, for the sake of arguments, let's just say we added 30,000 to the gun violence deaths per year that were true gun violence. Then we're in the third world territory. You to believe that it is, one, it doesn't happen. Two, it is unnecessary. But that doesn't happen. The other part they'd want you to think about is, well, if cops can't do this, police officers, and I know a few, I trained J.T. Albrecht, police officers are very, especially street cops, they seem to be very aware of things. They seem to have like a sense that they develop over time. And they seem to be able to shift their whole demeanor. And I've watched JT do that one time. And when that happens, they become different, but they're not that way all the time unless they become aware of something around them. They are just as susceptible to somebody coming up behind them. And, you know, they get castigated all the time whenever they do anything to fight back in a violent situation. So a lot of times they try to stay away from that kind of stuff, but they're not really doing the job. And that's where the difference between being a police officer versus being a armed civilian comes in, because we are not obligated. They are. But I think, you know, police officers I know would tell you that, yes, self-defense is real. And, yes, you should carry a gun on you. If for no other reason than training with a gun keeps you out, it seems to keep you out of trouble. I was one of the most valuable things I learned. For those of you that have not been to the tactical response class, on day two, there is a two-hour video presentation by James Yeager. And James is making, it's surprising, because if you've seen James, you think of him as this way. But then when you watch this video of him, you realize just how deep his thought patterns go when he's trying to prepare these syllabuses for you to learn armed self-defense. And one of the things he points out is his absolute, utter reluctance to get out there and get in a gunfight if he can help it. And if somebody comes up to him and insults him or whatever it is, because he's carrying that gun, he's not going to get in a fist fight. He's going to walk away. But he tells his wife, that guy just doesn't understand the beating he just missed because I'm carrying this gun. We'll be back again in 21 hours. And between now and then, please remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once. Not ever. It has been, and it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.